Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, I'm Kitty. You're listening to a Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Today, I'll be chatting about talking to yourself. You could call it self-talk. There's no doubt that the world is a rather fast place to live in these days. People communicate in so many ways. You know, the options of talking to somebody can help as well, but only you can make some decisions in life. So having a dialogue with yourself is, I found, quite helpful to making decisions. It can help with goal setting, staying organised in life, decision making, and it can be motivational too. In my personal opinion, it also helps with confidence to carry on with something. On the days when you're finding it hard to make a decision about something, perhaps there are too many choices, for example, you could consider this as an option to try. Do you talk to yourself? Actually talk verbally? Do you give yourself that luxury? What tone do you use to talk to yourself? Are you kind to yourself or very critical? I talk to myself on a regular basis as a sort of pep talk and assisting with all manner of things. Some people might find this a little bit strange to do. To begin with, I found it rather a strange experience. However, I've decided that it's been helpful to me in many aspects of my life. So, for example, you might be thinking about purchasing something, but you're not sure if it'd be a good thing to do. Making choices about something, especially if it's a costly thing, indeed, anything like that, it might be new, it could be second-hand, involves some sincere deliberation, doesn't it? Trying not to be impulsive and making measured decisions can be difficult. So talking through with yourself can be really helpful. It's about being respectful to yourself, communicating with yourself about the things that matter to you. Talking to yourself focuses your attention on the matter needing attention, and it helps to minimise distractions from the other things happening in your life at the time. Talking to yourself helps you to clarify your thoughts and enables you to solve problems when they arise. So when you talk to yourself, pay attention to how you respond to it. Take a moment or two to consider how your response makes you feel at that moment in time. It may be at that moment that something is just too difficult to spend time on, so you sort of park it for later. Later on, you might start thinking about how you could have done things differently. Talking to yourself in a positive manner leads to more positive thinking. Talking to yourself in a negative manner can bring all kinds of anguish and isn't terribly helpful. There are many ways of looking at helping you to talk more positively to yourself. Here is one way which may be helpful. Simply draw two columns on a sheet of paper. Name the left column, negative statement or thought, and the right column, positive statement or thought. Then think about the specific issues at the time that are causing concern for you and write them in the left column. Then take a little time to consider what you've written. Then, in the right column, write how you can help yourself positively and cope here and now with a negative issue. So, in effect, writing a positive statement. You may find it helpful to revisit and amend the columns sometime later. In summary, allow yourself the luxury to talk to yourself more often, to help rather than hinder you in your life's path. Show yourself some compassion. You've faced problematic things before and solved them. You know you can do it. Be kind to yourself. That's it for now. Listen in to the next Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.